come and do that. And then on January 28th, we're starting the Chosen study. That'll be here at the church at 6. That was when we'll start, and roughly about 8 when we'll be over. So make note of that. And then if you would like to be baptized, we're looking at doing a baptism in February again. We have one that wants to be baptized. So if you guys know of anybody that's kind of interested, been thinking about that, come talk to either Jason, Jim, or I, and we'll get that all lined up and get you some of the stuff that you need for that. So are there any other announcements today? If not, we'll go to our call to worship. And our call to worship is from 2 Timothy 2:15. It says, "Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth."
Please stand as we sing together hymn number 2. Come thou fount of every blessing. Hymn number 2. Come thou fount of every blessing, tune my heart to sing thy grace. Streams of mercy never ceasing, call for songs of loudest praise. Teach me some melodious sonnet, sung by flaming tongues above. Praise his name, I'm fixed upon it, name of God's redeeming love. Hitherto thy love has blessed me, thou hast brought me to this place, and I know thy hand will bring me safely home by thy good grace. Jesus sought me when a stranger, wandering from the fold of God. He to rescue me from danger bought me with his precious blood. Oh, to grace how great a debtor, daily I'm constrained to be. Let thy goodness like a fetter bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it, prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, oh, take and seal it for thy courts above. Greet one another this morning, if you would.
Well, good morning again, and Happy New Year to each one. We have one announcement that missed the beginning, so I'll ask Bonnie to come up. It's about popovers to explain why you have those that have signed up, why you have a sheet in your box.
Good morning. If you did not receive one of these in your mailbox, if you signed up, please come see me because I have extras. And anyway, there are going to be some duplicates because we have an odd number of groups here. So if you happen to go with someone and you happen to go with them again the next time, it is what it is. This took a mathematician, a brother-in-law, a coworker, and a few other people to try to get this figured out. But anyway, so it's in there. One person, whoever's hosting, is doing the main course, and then it's listed underneath who does the salad, who does the vegetable, and who does the dessert. And you can host it. You can either host it at church, you can host it at your home, whatever works for you that is convenient. Any questions, you can call me, and I'll do my best to answer. Enjoy, it's fun.
Who is in charge of lining up the date, right?
Oh, yes, it says that on the bottom. The hosts are in charge of calling the other people to line up the dates. And then also, what was the other thing I needed to tell them? Just to have fun, but try to get it in as soon as you can because you have 3 months, January through March. But sometimes it takes a while for scheduling, so I suggest you start sooner than later when it's your group. Thank you.
And thank you, Bonnie, for hosting all the work that has gone on into getting the popover ministry up and running. Has been me reflecting upon those opportunities. I know when we came on staff in 2018, we got to host in our house, so it's nice to do this again. And so we thank you for doing that. This is our opportunity for our prayer requests and praises. I got a couple. One is just the continued health in our community. I know there's several that have come down with illnesses over the Christmas break. Also, my wife's knee surgery for her second knee is going to be January 22nd. That's coming up. And then Erica Hargens is here today, and as a reminder that she has her second ankle surgery on the 24th. So I know she'd appreciate prayer. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Janelle.
Just prayer for the SDSU choir group. Most of the choir itself is on a flight that is supposed to be coming from Amsterdam to Minneapolis right now. They are not. The flight's canceled right before boarding, so they have to rebook all of the kids and try to get home tomorrow. And Sarah's living her best life. She was riding elephants and
The prayer request, Sydney, John and Janelle, Justin's daughter, is with the SDSU choir. They were in Norway and Sweden and were to be boarding a plane in Amsterdam, and the flight got canceled just before boarding, so that's fun for rebooking. And then Sarah is in India with a medical opportunity and in India, and so has one more week left, so we'll be praying for her in her time. Other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Shirley.
Well, my husband is still going for radiation therapy.
Mm-hmm.
Not sure how much longer he has, but safety and travel.
Yeah.
That's the important thing. Everybody does see him as he's got a major accident. But he's going to get through this therapy and hopefully cancer-free.
Mm-hmm. That is our prayer as well, that Ernie's going through radiation treatment and peer. And so we'll be praying for not only the treatments to be working, but also safety in getting there, very much so. Any other prayer requests or praises? Yeah, Paula. Paula and Greg were able to spend time with their daughter Grace and husband Stephen and their new little one Elias, and we've been praying for his health, and he is doing much better, but I understand the caution this time of year for his health to be getting stronger. Any other prayer requests or praises? Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we do thank you for the start of a new year that at least our calendar says it is turned over, and we think about opportunities and challenges we will face. Grateful that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You do not change. You are not bound by time. You are not bound by our circumstances either. For you are above and beyond time, but yet you choose to work within our situations. You choose to work within this world. And we have just come through celebrating your most wonderful gift of your Son, that his ministry, that not only to show us the Father, but to live, to demonstrate, but then to go to the cross, to die on our behalf, and has risen again. Father, we thank you that we can come and celebrate that the cross behind me is empty. It is just a reminder of the work that Jesus has accomplished, and it was done once for all. Father, we look at the different prayer requests. We ask that, especially for health, for our community, and for our church, this time of year, with the flu going through and other illnesses, we ask that you would protect and that you would heal. We ask that you would be with those going through different medical procedures. Pray for my wife as she and I get ready for her next knee surgery. Pray for Erica and her next ankle surgery, that, and also for Ernie. All of us desire to see healing, but also safety in our travels, as going through the different appointments, whether it be up in Aberdeen or Pierre or Sioux Falls, we do pray for safety in travels. And we never want to take that for granted. Father, we also pray for the Jessens. We pray for Sydney and her group with the choir of trying to get back home and knowing that school starts tomorrow and plans are having to be adjusted. We pray that a flight would open up, that they would be able to get booked on and get their trip finished in a timely manner. We thank you for the opportunities they've had. And we pray for Sarah as she is in India for not only the experiences, but also seeing if pursuing a medical degree is what you're calling her to do. And we just pray that you would open her eyes to the opportunities that are around, and for safety for her and her team, and safety when they come back. Pray for Janelle and John, and that you would give them peace of mind and heart while their girls are overseas. Father, we also lift up Grace and Stephen and the little Elias, that you would continue to heal him, that you would be with Grace as she spends time on maternity leave, but also her heart is with the different campus ministries with Navigators. We pray for her and the opportunities you'll and doors you'll open for her and for the students that she works with and the different ministries on the different campuses. And this is a reminder of we're grateful for the missionaries that you've raised up from among us and that we have opportunity to serve. We pray for Paul and Eunice Unruh and their ministry in Mexico and the church planting as well as the school that training different pastors and missionaries to go into places that we could never go. And Father, I pray you'll give them safety with the unrest going through the different areas of Mexico, that you would watch over them. Father, we thank you for the ministries you've raised up here in our midst, and we pray for Club Rock as it gets ready to start again this Wednesday. I pray for our different schools as they get ready to go back into classes. We pray that you would be with the teachers. Father, we also think of the unrest in our world, and we pray for those in Perry, Iowa, that have endured the school shooting. We ask that you would be an ever-present help during this time of grief and concern and questions in their community, and just the reminder of the brokenness of people and the hope we have in Christ. Father, we ask that you would receive the offering from your people to use it for your honor and glory, both here and around the world. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you, Janelle. We can be praising the Lord this morning. Take our hymnals and turn to 441. Stand as we sing together. Take time to be holy. 441. Take time to be holy, speak oft with thy Lord, abide in him always, and feed on his word. Make friends of God's children, help those who are weak. Spend in secret with Jesus alone. By looking to Jesus, like him thou shalt be. Thy friends in thy conduct, his likeness shall see. Take time to be guide, and run not before him, whatever betide. In joy or in sorrow, still follow thy Lord, and looking to Jesus, still trust in his word. Take time to be holy, be calm in thy soul. Each thought and each motive beneath his control. Thus led by his Spirit to fountains of love, thou soon shalt be for service above. Turn back to hymn 269, please. 269. O Word of God Incarnate. 269. O Word of God incarnate, O wisdom from on high, O truth unchanged, unchanging, O light of our dark sky, we praise thee for the radiance that from the Church from her dear Master, receive the gift divine, and still that light she lifteth o'er all the earth to shine. It is the golden casket where gems of truth are stored. It is the heaven-drawn picture of Christ the living Word. It floateth like a banner before God's host unfurled. It shineth like a beacon above the darkling world.
church, dear Savior, a lamp of purest gold to bear before the nations the true light as of old. Oh, teach thy wandering pilgrims by the serpent to face, till clouds and darkness send it, they see thee face to face.
Thank you for your singing. Please be seated.